Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for BJ's Wholesale Club Holdings, Inc., a major player in the retail warehouse club space. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into what makes BJ's tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while keeping an eye on what could drive their future growth. Let's get started with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening lately before we unpack the full analysis. BJ's Wholesale Club operates in the retail industry, specifically within the warehouse club model, competing in the consumer defensive sector. They're based in the U.S., with a sizable workforce and a business model focused on membership-driven bulk sales, offering everything from groceries to electronics at discounted prices. If you've been following the stock, you know it's not a small player, with a solid market cap and a presence that's hard to ignore in this space. Now, let's talk about what's been making waves recently. Based on the latest news and performance data, BJ's has shown some interesting trends over various timeframes. Decent short-term gains in the past week and month, though the longer-term performance over the past year and 5 years suggests a more mixed picture compared to broader industry benchmarks. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves and operational updates, which we'll touch on as we go through the analysis, especially from their most recent earnings call for Q4 of fiscal 2024, which dropped some key insights into their financial health and future plans. All right, let's dive into the meat of this analysis with a detailed SWOT breakdown. I'll keep it conversational and packed with insights, so stick with me as we explore what could impact BJ's Wholesale Club for us long-term investors, while also touching on shorter-term trends that might catch your eye. Strengths. Solid financial performance. Let's start with the good stuff. BJ's reported strong financial results in their Q4 fiscal 2024 earnings call, with revenue and net income showing healthy growth. Looking at their income statements over recent years, revenue has been on an upward trajectory, which signals consistent demand for their offerings. For us long-term investors, this kind of steady top-line growth is a green flag, especially in a sector where consumer spending can be fickle. Operational efficiency. Digging into their key metrics, BJ's boasts a respectable return on equity and return on invested capital, which tells me they're using their resources effectively to generate profits. Their gross profit margin is also holding strong, meaning they're managing costs well despite inflationary pressures that often hit retailers hard. This kind of efficiency can be a competitive edge in the warehouse club game. Strong cash flow generation. Another bright spot is their free cash flow. Looking at the cash flow statements, BJ's has been generating solid operating cash flow even after accounting for capital expenditures. This gives them flexibility to reinvest in the business or return value to shareholders through dividends or buybacks, which is always a plus for those of us focused on long-term wealth building. Membership-driven model. Their business model, centered on memberships, creates a sticky customer base. As highlighted in the earnings call summary, BJ's is seeing growth in membership numbers and renewal rates, which translates to predictable revenue streams. That's the kind of stability I like to see when I'm parking my money for the long haul. Weaknesses. Debt levels a concern. Now let's talk about some cracks in the armor. BJ's debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest metrics. While they're generating cash, a heavy debt load can weigh on future growth if interest rates climb or if economic conditions tighten. For long-term investors like us, this is something to monitor closely. It's not a deal-breaker yet, but it's a risk. Mixed performance relative to industry. While short-term performance has been decent over the past week and month, their longer-term returns over 1 in 5 years aren't exactly outpacing the industry averages in the consumer defensive sector. This suggests they might be lagging behind competitors in capturing market share or innovating fast enough, which could be a red flag if you're looking for above-average growth. Margin pressures. Even though gross margins are solid, their net profit margin isn't as impressive. This tells me that while they're good at generating sales, translating that into bottom-line profits is a bit of a struggle, possibly due to operating costs or competitive pricing pressures. Something to keep an eye on as we think about future profitability. Opportunities. Strategic initiatives and growth plans. Let's shift gears to what could propel BJ's forward. In their recent earnings call, management sounded pretty optimistic about their strategic initiatives, including expanding their store footprint and enhancing digital offerings. With e-commerce still a growing trend in retail, investing in online platforms could capture more market share, especially among younger, tech-savvy shoppers. That's a potential catalyst for both short-term buzz and long-term value. Membership growth potential. They're already seeing growth in memberships, but there's still room to expand, especially in under-penetrated markets across the U.S. If they can keep boosting those numbers while maintaining renewal rates, that's a direct path to revenue growth without relying solely on price hikes or new product lines. Industry tailwinds. Looking at sector performance data, the consumer defensive space tends to hold up well during economic uncertainty, as people still need essentials. BJ's, with its focus on bulk discounts, could benefit from cost-conscious consumers shifting away from traditional retail. This macro trend aligns nicely with their business model and could drive traffic in the medium term. Valuation upside. On the valuation front, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to historical averages and industry benchmarks. While it's not dirt cheap, there's room for upside if they execute on growth plans and improve profitability. For us long-term folks, this suggests the stock isn't overpriced relative to future earnings potential. Threats. Competitive pressure. Let's not sugarcoat it. BJ's operates in a cutthroat space. The warehouse club model is dominated by heavyweights, and any misstep in pricing, customer experience, or innovation could see them lose ground. The earnings call mentioned external challenges, and I'd wager competition is a big part of that. For investors, this means we need to watch how they differentiate themselves going forward. Economic sensitivity. Even though the consumer defensive sector is more resilient, BJ's isn't immune to broader economic downturns. If consumer spending tightens, discretionary purchases at warehouse clubs could take a hit, impacting revenue. Their recent performance data shows some volatility over longer periods, which might reflect sensitivity to macro conditions. Debt and interest rate risk. Circling back to their debt, rising interest rates could increase borrowing costs, squeezing margins further. If they can't refinance at favorable terms or pay down debt with free cash flow, this could become a bigger issue. It's not an immediate threat, but something to factor into your long-term risk assessment. Execution risks on expansion. While their growth plans sound promising, execution is everything. Expanding stores or digital platforms comes with costs and operational risks. If they overextend or misjudge demand, it could hurt profitability in the short to medium term, even if the long-term vision is sound. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts on BJ's Wholesale Club Holdings, Inc. from a long-term investment perspective. Overall, I see a company with a strong foundation, solid revenue growth, a sticky membership model, and decent cash flow generation give it a stable base to build from. However, the debt levels and competitive pressures are real concerns that could cap upside if not managed well. On the flip side, their strategic initiatives and potential for membership expansion offer exciting growth avenues, especially if they nail their digital transformation. The valuation isn't screaming buy or sell, but it's in a reasonable range for those willing to hold through potential volatility. For us long-term retail investors, BJ's presents a mixed bag, a dependable player in a resilient sector, but one that needs to prove it can outmaneuver competitors and handle its balance sheet wisely. I'd say it's worth keeping on your radar, especially if you're looking for exposure to consumer defensive stocks with growth potential. Keep an eye on their next earnings report for updates on debt reduction and expansion progress. Those will be key signals for the future. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts on BJ's in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term hold or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.